Hi, this is Todd. We had some technical difficulties recording the closing market report for Monday, November the 10th. No worries. I talked with Daryl Good, ag economist from the University of Illinois, after the program was over, and you can listen to what Daryl has to say about the marketplace at this time. This was a different report in terms of most would have expected, and I think even the stats would have said, a big corn crop continues to get bigger in this kind of situation, but it didn't. It didn't get that much smaller, but it didn't get bigger either.
No, it didn't get bigger, and you know, honestly, there were a few analysts on record as saying they thought this number would be a little smaller in November compared to October, but the general consensus was it would continue to get bigger after the increase that we saw in both September and October. But in reality, the market seemed to sniff it out a little bit. We've had a pretty good rally in the corn market since the 1st of October, and it kind of had the sense that the market was thinking either demand is better than being advertised or the crop is a little bit smaller. And as it turned out, the crop is a little bit smaller, and still some uncertainty, I think, as always, where the final acreage estimate will come in. But also this year, maybe a little more uncertainty about the acreage side. So we'll be looking to both of those pieces as we go forward. But for now, the number seems to kind of confirm that we've seen the low in the corn market. And now the question is, what's the rally potential from here?
Yeah. Do you think we've seen the low? I take that back. Do you think that the market sniffed out both the lower number in production, the lowered per yield bushel, and the acreage at this point? Has it got both of them targeted? So if we change in January, but the question is, if we change in January, if USDA changes in January, does the marketplace actually have that built in at some point, some change at least?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, we saw the low in the corn market, looking back now, occurred on October 1st, and the USDA's crop production report later in the month did contain a lower acreage estimate, and there was some hint of that when the FSA released their acreage report in September. So I think the market had latched onto that, and then we continue to see some of these private estimates of very high corn yields, and I think the market had kind of sensed that those were not going to happen and had sensed both this acreage reduction, which was later confirmed last month, and then now the lower yield number. And so in retrospect, the market kind of overdid it on the downside, building in too big a crop, but corrected that pretty quickly. And for some, I guess, would argue unfortunate timing that it occurred in October when we were establishing the crop insurance price. But nonetheless, it was a fairly quick recovery of, I think, when the market overshot on the low side.
So we're now at 2 billion bushels for the carryout for corn. We're still at 450 million. That's not a change. But together, you write just one little sentence in your weekly outlook from Monday afternoon that said something to the effect that corn and soybean farmers can now expect profits from both of those crops for the 15-16 marketing year.
Yeah, that's a pretty broad statement, and we know that what constitutes a profitable price is not the same for everyone. But the sense is now that we kind of have manageable stocks of corn and soybeans. They're abundant supplies, but not what I would call burdensome when we're in the 12 to 15% stocks to use ratio. That's something that can be worked through fairly quickly if we return to more normal production in 2015 and beyond. And I think a better opportunity for that on corn, just penciling in a trend yield without an acreage shift, if we plant and harvest the same amount of acreage next year that we did this year on corn, we end up with a crop that's smaller than our current rate of consumption. Again, the caveat is trend yields. And so we would see a year when we would start bringing our inventories down. And that, to me, suggests that we start moving corn prices back in the cash market to the lower to mid $4 range for next year, which the market's not too far from that right now, quite frankly. And so that puts us back into, if not black ink, at least kind of a break-even level for corn producers next year. And I think soybeans, there's probably less opportunity to reduce our inventories next year, because it would take an acreage reduction for that to happen, even with lower yields. So we're likely to see another year of pretty big stocks, but with soybeans at $10, that's still kind of in profit territory for a lot of producers. And if we can hold $10 beans into next year and bring corn back to in the low $4, then we're kind of at that profit level for both crops.
Now come back to this year's crop. A harvest, for all intents and purposes, has completed. Producers have probably shut the bin doors on everything, or at least put it in storage. You had been an advocate of just going ahead and marketing the soybeans. I don't know whether that'll still be the case or not. And storing the corn. Are you still in that position?
Yeah, I think particularly on the soybeans, I just don't see the opportunity without a major problem in South America for much further recovery in soybean prices. So it's kind of sideways at best, I think, at this point. Corn, I think, is a little more iffy now that we've had a 60-cent recovery from the harvest lows. That includes a combination of a little stronger basis already and higher futures prices. How much is left in that rally, I think, is the question, and maybe not a whole lot in the near term. We're still struggling with this 2 billion bushel carryover for now. And also, we have to recognize that exports are a little soft at this point. The USDA didn't change their number, but I think you have to be just a little concerned that exports may come up a bit short. I know it's early in the marketing year, and that pace can change, but we're not selling or shipping corn at the rate we need to at this point. So I think that's going to keep a lid on prices for the time being, and I don't see a lot near-term rally potential in old crop corn prices.
Transportation, the primary issue to drive spikes and valleys in the local basis market?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's a combination of transportation and what farmers are deciding to do, whether they really want to let the crop go or not. But what we've seen so far, and I think will continue, will be the transportation issues. So those problems have not been widespread in the eastern Corn Belt, although there are pockets. But certainly as you go west and north, the transportation issues will continue. And I think that speaks to a weaker and probably more erratic basis pattern in those areas.